And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, March the 14th, 2020. It is Season 14, Episode 8. I am Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And that's all you got here with us for today. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can. Our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can find us on Facebook at... In-Game Chat. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. And we are streaming right now over on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv and type in In-Game Chat. You'll be able to find us that way if you'd like to do that. You can just go to our website and click on the link. That's the easiest way to do it. Ingamechat.net. Click on the link for Twitch. Boom. You'll get to watch us while we broadcast. We got a chat room in there, which we've got some people in there already. I see Fubul. is in there. Frifferbrr is in the room, and Bama Brian as well. AC Wraith seems to be in the chat room. Lethal Migraine there, and Tactus 59 also hanging out with us so far this afternoon. As we move on, I'm just going to tap this real quick. There.
Clap, clap.
Real fast. Yeah. What were you saying, RJ?
I was saying, you almost sound like you had one of those infamous 4-for-4s when you said his name.
There you go. Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. What a difference a week makes.
Oh, yeah.
What a difference a week makes. Mm-hmm. And for some of us here locally, what a difference 24 hours makes. What a difference a day does. Let me get this out of the way. I haven't played much. I really haven't. Destiny launched a new season on Tuesday. I took a look at it. Was like, I don't know what this is doing. I don't know what this is. And so I just stopped playing for a bit. And then I looked at it the next day and I said, I don't know. I still don't know what it's doing. Oh, wait, I figured something out. I'm still kind of confused. I'll check it later. And then it's just whatever. It kind of hit on me today because I got in some and today and played. It kind of was like, okay, here's... Now I figured out what your grind is and what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know that I'm going to sit there and do it. I don't know. Just don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the bug is finally out of my system. Maybe that's the wrong kind of analogy to use, given everything that's going on, which was not my intention, by the way. That's all I played. Was just some Destiny 2, not much. I did realize, I didn't realize until much later, which was, I think, last night, that I have a key for Round Guard. I have a game key for two games, actually. Yes, Your Grace, which came out today, and I had a key for that one a long time ago. I think it was for the beta. And now I have a key for Round Guard, which is like... it's like Attack Peggle. I don't know how to frame it, but anyway, I got a key for that to really just, you know, why don't you check that stuff out? So, I just, haven't really been playing much, lately. So, I don't know. What about you? Anything?
I was playing Destiny 2 as well, but, I'm playing catch up instead of everybody else. I was trying to do the Shadowkeep story mode. before I came in today. Unfortunately, there's some things in there that really irritates me, and pretty much a little bit about Destiny in general. Now, when I'm playing a game for just for the story, you know, I just want to go through the story mode and see what's going on, okay? Yeah. The only thing that should slow me down in story progress is a difficult boss fight. That should be the only thing that slows me down. Not the bounty and the hunting stuff that's going on in the grinding portion of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was a part in there where you have to pick up these essences to build this armor so you can go to the last portion of the story mode and go, I'm guessing, fighting the end boss, right? So I get these parts, and then it tells me, okay, here's what you need to do to purify it. I need you to go out and take out 25 fallen, take out 25 hive, go do six patrol missions, optional patrol, you know, you get the deal, right?
Yeah.
You could get a hit public event, all that good stuff, right? So I get to the part where I'm at the last three pieces of armor to pick up, and then it tells me something like, okay, now I want you to go take out 100 hive members, 100 fallen members. Do you know how many fallen and hive I took out to get this stuff to begin with?
I know, man.
More than 100. Now you're going to have me doing it again?
I know. So that's the grind. That's the grind.
Is in something else. We shouldn't be in a story mode. That's the point I'm trying to make here. It should be in the story mode. Like I said, the only thing that needs to slow me down is a boss fight, not the grindy stuff. If I wanted the grindy stuff, I'd hit the bounties and everything, which is plentiful in the game. They're all over the place. But did you notice the season pass for season 4? I didn't know there was a season pass coming out again.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Yeah, remember the part where you get stuff for increasing level, right?
You go
to the seasons thing, and you pick this up. Well, the bottom tier is buy a season pass to get this stuff. I'm like, where did the season pass come from? I mean, I just got the Shadow Keep and the Forsaken bundle.
Yeah.
That came with that. So there's something after that now.
Okay, well, yeah, the season pass are all these things that they've been adding to it. The seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shadow Keep was Season of Undying.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Saint 14 that we just had was Season of Dawn. Trying to come up. Like, oh.
Yeah,
Season of Undying, Season of Dawn, and now we're in Season of Grind. I don't know. Season of something. Season of not Trials. It's Trials of Osiris. Season of something. I don't remember.
See how important these seasons are, folks?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I noticed
it just started Tuesday. Well, I will say, even though it just started Tuesday, the build-up, like the day it was supposed to go live, the day it did go live, I even said this in our Discord group. I said, you know, it just doesn't feel like Destiny new season launch day to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of outside factors that are probably having an effect on that. In other words, other things that I'm thinking about, you know, normally it's just going through the motions and here's something to look forward to in the game thing. That's not really the kind of week that we've had, both in gaming and just here locally as well.
Yeah.
It's not really the kind of week that we've had where I, you know, didn't have anything else to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's changed up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so did you play anything else? Or,
well, there's something else about this season mode. You might notice that, you know, it's like 100 levels per season.
That's normal. That's typical.
And the top row is what you get for free, and the bottom portion is the by the season pass.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, but as you go further down, you see those gaps between the free
stuff.
I haven't checked.
I haven't gone down.
I looked down the entire line.
You'll see something on the bottom row all the time.
Every level gain, there's some on the bottom if you buy the season pass.
They've got to way incentivize it, or I don't know, whatever. They've got to some way try and sell you on it, like, ooh, if I could get that, I'd have this, and it's, I mean, they try to make money, and I can't blame anybody for trying to make money. No. I may have an issue with the way they try, but
you know, the thing about it was it was tolerable for me, because as long as you don't have the upgrade cores in that season pass pay tier, I'm fine. So as long as they were still at the top, top was good. You can still get about 15 or 20 of those things, and if you're building up on one character, you should be fine with that.
I meant to say, I didn't get a chance to play it, but I did download and I tried to play the Modern Warfare Call of Duty
Warzone. Yeah, it took Warzone. It took 99.2 gigs on my system.
Took 80, I think, on the PC. But and I did that launch day. It went launched on the day it launched. And I tried to log in, And it did. It took me to the Activision servers and just stayed there for a while, and it couldn't. And I was just like, "Meh." So I haven't tried again, but I'll give it a shot. I'm sure.
I gave it a shot for about 8 minutes. I couldn't. I guess I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's Call of Duty or the Battle Royale playstyle that I just can't get into.
Could be that. I mean, I haven't. Every Battle Royale game that I've dipped my toe into,
yeah.
Apex Legends
Apex, PUBG.
I never touched PUBG. Well, honestly, okay, fine. I've not really dipped my toe into a lot of Battle Royale type stuff. Apex Legends comes to mind because that's the one I've tried. I never tried PUBG. I looked at it. I watched it. Yeah. Fortnite I never touched.
That's something we never touched. Yeah, Fortnite.
But I did dip my toe in Apex Legends, and I just didn't enjoy it. So, but Call of Duty, I have a familiarity with it. You know, it's Call of Duty. Who doesn't? And you know, I thought, let's see.
I don't.
But I haven't tried it yet, and I haven't done anything with it yet. Yeah, so
I don't have a real.
I'm not expecting to walk away. You know, being like, that's where I'm going to spend my time. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I never had a real familiarity with Call of Duty. I played, I think, two briefly, very briefly, and I haven't touched it since.
Yeah.
But then I'm also the person who doesn't really like doing Crucible and those type of things in Destiny 2 either. So that may have something to do with it as well. Maybe the PvP in general isn't for me, except in fighting games. Fighting games, I could do it all day, but first-person shooters, things like that, not so much. But since I put it in there, I gave it some time. Not much, admittedly, but I gave it some time. But I didn't like what I was playing. It just wasn't for me, and I took it out. That was a lot of downloading, though. About almost 100 gigs, hours and hours on end, but just wasn't for me, so I had to take it out.
I'm sorry, I'm chatting in the chat room.
What are you talking about in there?
The virus.
Oh, the virus.
Which, you know, I want to get to. Haven't played very much. You haven't played
the virus
much.
Itself or the people's reaction to it?
No. We're not talking about that. We're just looking at the map and number of cases and that sort of thing. And I'll say there's a really great map at Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins coronavirus map is a fascinating map to see what they've got going on over there and how that works. In fact, I need to zoom out. So this is the situation, and we're going to get into this because how can you not talk about it when it has, you know, look, we, Alabama, locally here, whatever, kind of sitting on an outlier. We didn't have any confirmed cases until Friday. More than likely we had cases, but we didn't have anything confirmed until Friday. And by the way, yesterday, we had our first confirmed case. By the end of the day, we had our second. Currently, as of 6:30 this morning, we now have 6 confirmed cases in the state. And you know what? There's probably more than that. If I could zoom in on the map here and see if I can... Is that Alabama? Yeah, so far 6 confirmed for Alabama, according to this Johns Hopkins map. Johns, this thing is amazing. It gives you the total confirmed, the total recovered, the total deaths, the total, and then it breaks it down by country. It's just so much data, and it's just beautifully displayed. But anyway, so now we're up to 6, which, Lethal was talking about where he's from and said that he's in Minnesota. They had 9 cases on Thursday, up to 14 yesterday, and now up to 21 today. For Minnesota. And I'm not going to make the entire show about this, although I could easily, only for the fact of how it's affected gaming and stick to it. But if you're out of the country, if you're listening out of the country, and likely probably are in the chat room if you are, or maybe you're out of the state, if you've got some stats and numbers, you can call us in if you want, or you can post it in the chat room if you'd like to do that and let us know what's going on in your world as far as this whole situation. We were sitting, like I said, Alabama was sitting kind of on an outlier where it was just sort of like, not affecting us, not yet, hasn't. And then, of course, everything started falling apart as far as the sports and stuff like this.
Yeah.
As somebody who's keeping up with the news as far as gaming was related, I'd been following it since last week, obviously, when, you know, I'd get emails from, especially out of Seattle, because Seattle's such a digital, like
Seattle's the spot, man.
Hub of so many game companies. And we got an email from Bungie saying that, oh, yeah, we're taking precautions. We're having people stay at home and doing the work from there. We know we got a new season coming out, but we can, we're going to do the remote work and that sort of thing. And you hear about that. I got pictures from Seattle of where the market was just completely empty. Yeah. There was just nobody there. And at the same time, there was nobody. There weren't any stores that were open either, only for the fact that if there's nobody there, there's no reason to open the store. Mm-hmm. You'll waste up, because that Pike's Place Market is nothing but like a farmer's market, mostly. There's people there selling little knickknacks and trinkets, but for a lot of it, it is flowers, fruits, vegetables, fish. It's like a little farmer's market, and so there's nobody to buy your stuff. You're gonna lose a lot of your product.
Yeah,
for just having it sit out all day. So whatever, it was just weird to see and that sort of thing. So I don't know who's on the line here, but we'll check. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
It's me, Chris.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Not too bad. Just like you and awe and gall of the craziness. Everybody worrying about the, you know, cleaning out the stores and everything, and selling the toilet paper on eBay and everything like that.
Yeah, there was that guy in Tennessee who had like 18,000 units of hand sanitizer, and he couldn't offload it.
Good Lord.
Yeah, people doing all types of stuff to profiting from the response, really.
Yeah.
But there has been some funny ones. I saw people selling a single square of toilet paper for $2 on eBay. I think that it's nice to kind of make fun of the situation, but you know, and then there was another one, like four squares were like $1, and people had bought like 20 of them at the time. You know, there was 20 sales already. I'm thinking, I mean, come on. I know it's funny and all to make fun of it, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk about it and how it's affecting gaming and that sort of thing. And just given a, how can you not talk about it? I mean, it's completely changed the way you live for the most part.
Yeah.
So far, and I say completely, I think it's altered the way that you've lived. I think it has the potential to drastically change the way you live, but hopefully this is what needs to be done, and this is what's going to get done to keep the spread low, basically. Have you played anything, Chris?
Just still playing some old PlayStation 2 role-playing games, Champions of Norrath, Return to Arms. I'm still having a ball playing that. So
cool.
But, yeah, hopefully we won't have to worry about too much. We got plenty of deer meat in the freezer and plenty of rice and other goods.
I was going to ask you, Chris, do you, and you don't have to give me any specifics on this, but do you work anywhere, and have they made any kind of effort to?
I work with the Department of Transportation at the supply warehouse, but you know, we were supposed to have a training class this coming Monday on the 16th. Of course, they've already canceled that. They hadn't told us anything about taking off or, you know, to cut down on the spread of it and everything. You know, nothing getting out of work. So, and we've already heard that the kids all across the state are getting out, you know, on Wednesday. And then today I heard that they had pushed it through to like the middle of next month into April as, you know, to let them be out, you know, out of school completely from K through 12. So, it's madness. But
it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to look at. I'm sorry, I'm doing.
We got college campuses too that are shut down, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're just doing online. From what
just
I heard.
Doing online courses. Yeah, okay. They're just doing online courses.
And they've canceled the rodeo. They've, you know, just about everything gathering wise is been canceled.
Yeah, anything with a big, anything with a big gathering, they're like looking hard at. So yeah,
which if it does help keep the spread of it down and everything, you know, but as long as people wouldn't freak out about everything and clean out the stores like it's snowing in the south and everything, you know, that'd be a lot better. But oh well, what can you do, huh?
Yeah, I had to pick up a few things Thursday, and it was a madhouse then. Yeah, so it was a And it only got worse as the week went, week progressed. So yeah, I see the effects of it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you calling, buddy.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon and have fun and enjoy the madness a lot less. Hopefully, it'll go away and everybody calms down real quickly about it, and it doesn't last no more than a week or more.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what the next step. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Chris.
See y'all later.
Bye bye. Take care now.
Bye.
Like Chris was saying, as far as, so, you know, I'm a huge fan of data and charts and things like that, or at least I'm a huge fan of data that is displayed, I don't want to say elegantly, but at least in such a way that is just completely just so simplistic to decipher and understand and see what is going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I was just trying to find, because Lethal Migraine brought up a point about the testing aspect of things where, currently, you know, the nation has this many cases, but our testing is so far behind and way far behind that there is likely so many more cases.
So, yeah. That's always the case, though, isn't it? It's like you said, it's six confirmed, but there's probably
here in the state, six confirmed. Probably waiting on some more to come back to see to see what the case is. I mean, from everything that we have gotten in through some of our services, the whole thing is like, expect this to go on for the rest of this month. Next month, May into June, and then we'll reassess come that time to see really what's going on. So, watching, and I can't remember what it was. It was something it was a couple of things last week. They had canceled, you know, GDC got canceled, and a couple other things. That's what we were talking about last week. Oh, they're canceling GDC. Yeah, well, that takes place at a certain, you know. And we figured E3 would follow. We figured, what is E3 going to do? They take place in L.A., of course. And let me look at California using this map, which is just a fantastic map. In fact, let me link to it, because it's stupid. I'm not linking to it. Here, everybody, take a look at that map. Let's see. California has 323 cases currently. Of those, 312 are currently active. So, and I can't break it down. Well, actually, I think I can break it down into city. Let's look and see if I can get Los Angeles. No, maybe not. Active cases. Let's go down to United States. I'm just looking at, it's sorted by number of cases. Ooh, okay. Then let's go into there it is, U.S. U.S. has a total of 2,500 cases so far. I was trying to see. I know it can, and I know it can break it down into city. Yeah, maybe Los Angeles doesn't have one. Because I can click on... Oh, that's... Never mind. That's... Yeah. Anyway, I really wanted to see what it was, but I can't...
Can't be broken down any further?
It can.
Just haven't figured out how.
But I can't remember, because I had it done... Let's see. Country. Province. Let's go with province. And see what we got. There we go. California... 323, but usually it will tell me how many in the city. Anyway, whatever the case, that's a lot. And so, come Tuesday, and we got word, was it Tuesday or was it Monday? When did I start throwing out the word? Was it it was Tuesday. I think it may have been Tuesday. When there were some rumblings through Twitter. About the possibility of E3 being canceled. And then everybody said, look, expect it. We just got, you know, I think it was Devolver Digital that threw out the whole thing.
Yeah, they did something out there. Yeah.
Like, cancel your plan. If you're going to E3, cancel your plans. And there was no official word yet, but we figured, you know, they reached out to them and said, yeah, we're pulling it. We're going to make an official announcement tomorrow, which they did. The very next day at about 9:30, something like that, they announced that they would be canceling E3. Now, it is left up to the video game publishers and those folks to decide how they want to get the word out there. There's a lot to kind of unpack on that, because you can be given a sense of let's do E3 differently. We are forced, our hand is forced to do E3 differently. Mm-hmm. What can we do differently? E3 is not doing anything. The ESA is not going to do anything. The ESA who puts on E3 is not going to do anything. They've, you know, canceled their show. So this leaves it up to the game publishers, developers, those people, to decide how are they going to get their word out there. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, I'm hoping that with this being forced on them, that they can find a way that does this that works for them, mm-hmm. that maybe sort of lifts that, pulls that crutch out from under them, and they can actually walk on their own without the use of E3. Mm-hmm. Not saying I think E3 should just go away forever, but a new way of doing it wouldn't be bad. Mm-hmm. And if it takes, well, no, it shouldn't take something like this for them to do it, but if we get, you know, a silver lining of E3 not happening this year is that a better one comes next year.
Yeah. Forces you to think, right? Forces them to think right now.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We kind of want to go into that and talk about that and also talk about what the other companies are going to be doing for E3. And the other thing is that the timetable for a lot of things has been pushed or completely gotten rid of.
Done away with, yeah.
So normally you would have E3, I think, in like the first or second week of June. That doesn't have to happen now. The companies are not on a timetable anymore to say, well, we've got to do it here because that's when E3 is. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. You can do it whenever you please, you know? And this was something that, again, okay, we got to take a break when we come back because I'll just keep going on a rant here. Keep throwing up those stats on the chat because I do want to get back to those. It's an interesting situation. It's something, and I've talked about this on some of the other shows I do here about how not that it's a strange world we're living in, but I've never experienced anything like this. I've never, in my lifetime, I've never experienced anything like this.
Well,
now 9/11 was different. There was
I was thinking more along the lines of a Y2K. In terms of people buying everything and things like that. That's the only thing I can think of.
I know, but Y2K was like, here's the deadline for Y2K. Boom. Did anything happen? Nope. Everybody's good. I didn't think Y2K passing didn't make me feel like that I was going to, you know, get sick and die. Mm-hmm. You know, Y2K was just like, are things going to work? Probably so. And they did.
No, I'm talking about the bulk buying and running people stores running out.
Yeah,
of
no, thing,
that's the aspect I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's not the part that I. That's not the part I'm talking about. Like living in these strange times. I'm talking about living in a time when all sports almost everywhere is canceled worldwide. Everything is just kind of shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never, you know, when 9/11 took place, it was mostly centered here, as far as like, okay, we're gonna suspend flights for the next week or 2 weeks or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Things are gonna, you know, it took a while for the for our momentum to kind of roll back into the life that we had. Same thing, I guess, might happen here. Probably not, because that was a terrorist thing. It was out of nowhere. It could have happened with no idea.
Yeah,
you know, this we know is out there. This we know how to. We don't really know how to stop it, but we know how to slow the spread or even stop the spread by just, you know, keeping your hands clean and to yourself and stop touching your face, which, by the way, count how many times I do it because I do it involuntarily. I don't even know I'm doing it. So it's just interesting to think about the time. And I'm not talking about the people out there doing what they're doing in the stores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's fine. I'm just talking about all of this shutdown, canceling, stopping, schools closed. Movie productions are halting. TV show productions are halting. Mm-hmm. All of the stuff Netflix was working on is halted. Almost every single movie that was in production is being halted. At least, you know, here in the States, movie premieres or movie release dates being pushed back and stopped completely. So it's just strange. Got an email about theaters here where it's like, okay, we're going to cut capacity of seating in our theaters to this many, you know, cutting it almost in half or little more than half, maybe just to kind of have the space. Mm-hmm. So just real interesting sort of time to be witnessing this. So, Yeah, Disney World. Disneyland and Disney World closing. Disneyland, what, only closed four times in the past? This being one of them, but one was for an earthquake, one was for 9/11, one was for JFK's assassination, and then for this.
Large gathering.
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah, it's a large gathering. I get it. I understand why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. I know why all of these things are taking place. It's not I'm not questioning the decision to do any of this. Mm-hmm. It should be done. Probably should have been done a lot sooner. But you can't focus on the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Yeah.
I've learned that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, just thought it was interesting. I got some music here as we go into our break. This is from a game on Steam called Boneworks. Somebody on my Steam's friends list had played it or had gotten achievements for it or something, because that's how I found it. And it's called Boneworks, and this is called Bone Theme. I have no idea. But we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Murder by Numbers. It's a new game that came out.
Murder by Numbers.
Yeah.
This is not the type of music I think with a game called Murder by Numbers.
Yeah, probably not. Murder by Numbers, the name of the track is called Honor's Theme.
Happy Murder. I don't know.
You'd have to look it up to get an idea of the... of, I guess, maybe the game or the gameplay. That's weird. Wow, that's very strange.
Glitches in the music?
Yeah, or the fader, actually.
How old is this equipment again? Older than that.
Look at that. I've got it so low, but then it comes in real hot. That's weird, really weird.
Yeah.
Not the time to test this stuff out, and I apologize to people listening.
Oh. There you go, slide it up and down.
That's exactly, yeah, I don't know. I would have done that with the other one,
mm-hmm.
or while it was playing, but...
Yeah.
Hopefully that kind of helps it clean it out a little bit, yeah. I guess. Maybe that's the problem.
Get an air can, blow it out.
I don't know.
Like I said, how old is this stuff again? Like older than us?
It's old. It is old stuff.
Yeah. Old to the point where replacement parts are not available anymore?
Yeah, more than likely. Yes.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But it is old.
Okay.
So, let's go to the article here, and let's look at E3 being canceled. That's kind of the biggest story, I suppose, of the whole gaming-wise.
Yeah.
Please understand I'm not talking about that's got to be the biggest story of the week. They canceled E3. It's got to be the thing that's more important than anything else. No, not at all.
Nope.
But as far as gaming concerned, that's a pretty big one.
Mm. A lot of gaming stuff can't cancel, man, really.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. After careful consultation with our member companies regarding the health and safety of everyone in our industry, our fans, our employees, our exhibitors, and our longtime E3 partners, we have made the difficult decision. It shouldn't have been difficult. We have made the very easy decision because of the situation to cancel E3. Mm-hmm. Scheduled for June 9th through the 11th. I was kind of curious on that of when it was scheduled. 9th through the 11th. Now, that's a good ways away. It is in June.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, there was no way to see that this was going to be in any sort of way likely to happen by that time, or at least to where enough people would say, look, we can't fly right now. We can't keep our reservations to this. We can't keep to this. And as everybody has talked about or knows about and everything else, is that these things have ripple effects.
Yeah.
So the money that...
South by Southwest comes to mind.
The South by Southwest is a big one. The money they make every year for that event goes to pay for the one next year.
Yeah.
They're not having one this year. So I don't know how they're going to handle it to make another one next year. I don't necessarily know that the ESA is still in that same exact boat, but it still means that there will be no revenue from their vendors and everything else. There will, and LA will not see that influx of people. Not that LA needs to see an influx of people. They're probably good. Well, I would say they're probably good themselves, but again, there's no basketball. There is no baseball. There is no reason for people to travel. There is no reason for people to hop on a plane and go to California and fly to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And so stores and things like that and hotels that were booked up are now probably completely, you know, tons of space. You want to come and stay there. So we do have an Olympics this summer. They are in August. And they were taking place in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. I think it was Tokyo. That's... it's probably going to get delayed. It's probably going to get postponed. I don't think they'll cancel the Olympics. I think they'll just have them the year after or something. I'm not sure. This is why I've been waiting. You know what? Let me go to the forums here.
July 24th to August 9th. That's when it was scheduled.
Oh, was it? It's earlier than I thought it was.
Yeah, so haven't seen anything about... cancellations yet. I'm looking around for it now.
No, you're not going to.
Yeah.
It is kind of the next question as to what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be canceled or go on? And I don't know when they will decide. It was kind of like I was talking to somebody about this, and I said, you know, E3 probably, the folks at the ESA who put on E3 probably had a date of, we have to make a decision by this point in time. We can't go any further beyond that. You know, or let's set a date for ourselves and make that decision. The Olympics probably has the same thing in place. Here is our point of no return, or, you know, here is the point at which we have to decide to either do this or not do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to reevaluate the situation at that point in time and make that decision then. So guaranteed everybody will wait until that final day that they have set for themselves to make that decision, just in case something happens and they can say, oh good, we're clear to do it. But here's the other parts of this are strange too, because I don't think you'll see an Olympics this year. To go into, and we're on a station that talks politics all day, but to go into it, the Republican Party has a convention this year, the Democratic Party has a convention this year where they announced their nominee to run for the presidency. And of course, I mean, you know, the Republican side, it's Trump, but they're going to have a convention anyway. Mm-hmm. Same with, they're going to have a convention. I say they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You look at so many things that are going audienceless now.
Yeah.
You know, you look at so many things that have, well.
Yeah, the event goes on, but the audience,
right,
fans can't attend. Yeah, something
and
like that.
And so, I don't know. I don't know what happens.
We're in the same. You're in the same boat. A lot of us are. Wait and see.
Yeah. You know. I'm. There's a curiosity in me, and I don't mean to make this sound morbid or anything. I'm curious just to see what happens when stuff like this goes down, and because I have no idea how to.
You want to see
know.
How someone reacts in this situation?
I don't necessarily want to. I hope that I don't. I really hope that I don't, because this is horrible, and it's only going to get more horrible as time goes on, and it's. I say it's only going to get more horrible. That's only if you don't take care of the situation. By that I mean keep clean, stay clean, wash down, do this. You know, make sure stop touching your face, and I keep doing it. So yeah, I'm curious as to what happened. To give you an example, I've always been fascinated by contingency plans in place from things in the past. The speech that I think, I don't know, was it Nixon? I can't remember. There was a speech that was written, it's framed, and I don't know where it's at, but it was in the event that the Apollo astronauts could not get back and were stuck on the moon.
Yeah.
There was a speech written in the event of that happening.
Mm-hmm.
All of the wheels and the everything that is in place that will take place once the Queen passes.
Yeah.
There's like this whole thing. I've always been fascinated by, like, here's how it was. You know, the first time I remember being fascinated by that was when they elected a new pope.
Mm-hmm.
And how that went, because that was the first time I had witnessed that in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least could remember it. Yeah, no, I think it was the first time. So I've always been fascinated by, like, here's how it works.
Yeah.
Could you see this in your lifetime? Some people could, some people couldn't, and I'm just curious as to how it goes. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. That's constructive feedback. I don't want about that. I'm looking here. I'll tell you what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the Penny Arcade forums.
Okay.
To see what's going on with the Penny Arcade Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently in Seattle, or maybe it's just the state of Washington, there is a limit of 250 people or less for any public building.
Mm.
Inslee just made it official, so I don't think we're going to have a PAX West this year. I would be very very unsurprised if an official statement comes earlier than normal to back this up. PAX is still 6 months away. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So
no public building more than 250 people.
Yeah. Although that's probably for the next 4 weeks.
Hotels, schools.
Think about it, you know, the amount of people who are inside of Walmart.
Hospitals.
Yeah.
Definitely think about hospitals.
So, malls, things like that, yeah. A lot of malls, you know, I haven't been to an indoor mall in a while. We have an outdoor mall here, so we have an indoor mall as well, but there's not 250 people in that thing.
No, that thing fell to disrepair. And the first thing to go was that arcade. Do you remember how good the arcade used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Coachella is canceled. I was curious about, so there's some other music fest. There's a ton of music tours. It was a bad time to announce a tour, by the way.
Yeah, I heard about tours. People,
there's a ton.
Tour.
Of them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a ton who are not doing that are having to postpone, cancel, or reschedule those dates.
Yeah,
we had a couple of things going on here. There was supposed to be a comic book convention this weekend.
Yeah,
River Region Comic Con was supposed to take place. They canceled that again. Our first case was confirmed yesterday. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, we had our second case up north in Birmingham, and by the end of the day, the governor had called a press conference where she decided to close all the schools beginning the 18th. All public schools closed from the 18th through the 6th. A lot of those schools are kind of the way spring break works around here. They kind of stagger those breaks. Here's this week is spring break. Next week is a different spring break for this. Yeah. So
yeah.
A lot of it falls for a spring break for at least most of them, which is just 1 week out of the, two or three, I guess, that they're going to be closed, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So and then they'll just reassess the situation before the 6th and decide what to do then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for gaming, I don't know. E3, you've heard my rant on this. I don't mean to continue on with the same old thing over and over again, but E3 has needed a change, a shot in the arm, something different. They've needed to find some kind of relevancy. The E3 itself, I get it that Microsoft's press conference and Sony's and Ubisoft's and Nintendo's and everybody does press conferences. Those were a big thing, and that's what everybody tuned in for. Then there was the show floor that people got to go around and play those games and do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That needed a shot in the arm. Mm-hmm. That needed something new. That needed a way to step into, get rid of this. And they started to. They started to back in 2017 to get rid of this whole elitist type thing of like, well, if you're not in the industry, you can't come in, you know? If you work in media, we'll let you in. If you work in the industry, then you can apply and come in. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the general public are not allowed to do. Why?
Yeah.
Now, I get it if it's like, okay, well, it's already a crowded place and we don't want to put more people in there if we open it up to the general public. I understand that. Totally do. Don't have a problem with it. Stream it. You know? Partner with Twitch. Partner with somebody that you can stream with. You are a video gaming convention. There are plenty of options for you to get the word out there and for you to have experiences. You can even have people subscribe to it. It's bad. Don't do it. You shouldn't. But you can, if you want to make a buck off of it, you can even have people pay. Here you go. Here's your 3-day pass for $15. You can watch all these streams of games and things and whatever else. You can see all this stuff. You know, it's stupid. Don't do that. But that's my point. I can't see them not doing it because they need a way to make money.
Speak it into existence.
They want to find a way to monetize it. Well, that's just my thing. It's like anytime we do something here, you want to do it. I mean, now I say that. I don't mean for the public service. Mm-hmm. Public service stuff we'll do. I mean, we came in on a Sunday when there was a hurricane coming around and did a show just because we wanted people to get informed to know about what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you think of an idea, how can you make money off of it, right? Mm-hmm. Come up with something how you make, unless, of course, it's a public service. Is E3 a public service? No.
Nope.
Not even close. So would they try to make money off it? Sure. Why not? But they don't need to. PAX makes their money off the people who attend. It's open to the public, and plenty of people can go. So their streams are, you can just watch their streams on Twitch. Mm-hmm. But I think E3 needs a shot in the arm, and they need to find something different to do. A way of getting their information out of there. And I think streaming's the only obvious choice, really. I can't think of anything else. And you're going to see that this year now. You're going to see the stream working with Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo. Nintendo's been doing it for, you know, Nintendo's been doing their stream for a while now.
Yeah.
For their Nintendo Directs for E3. So now it's Microsoft's turn. Now it's Ubisoft's turn. Microsoft could do amazing with theirs. You know, stream it through the whatever it is. I don't know what it's called on Mixer. Stream it through Mixer on your Xbox system. You like something, you click it, it downloads the demo or the video or the trailer, whatever the case. Or it downloads a stream of that game being played by somebody on the show floor so that you can just watch it being played.
Yeah.
There's just, even though it's not going to be a show floor, there's so many avenues to broaden your audience, to broaden your reach, to get out of this rut that they've been in. So that's my rant. Oh, I did one more rant. Not even a rant.
Yeah.
But of all years to cancel E3. The Kotaku article talks about this year a newcomer had planned to enter the field of doing a press conference, Warner Brothers Games.
Mm-hmm.
Preparing to host an E3 press conference for the first time. There, they had planned to talk about a number of much-anticipated games, including a Harry Potter game that leaked in 2018. That's fine. I know there's a lot of hairy heads. I don't know what they're called.
You know what I was thinking.
I don't know what they're called, but people who are fans of Harry Potter. The new Batman game that keeps getting teased. but we keep seeing nothing. And then they were also going to talk about the next game from Rocksteady Studios, which were the developers of the previous Batman game, games. So, God, I hope they still go through with it and do something with it. Make it digital. I don't know.
Make a Twitch channel. Go on. Do they have a Twitch channel?
Does Warner Brothers Games? Maybe.
Maybe. Let's see.
If they don't, they can get one.
Yeah.
I need to pay attention. I haven't been paying attention to the chat room here.
Let's see.
Coronavirus. Olympics. WrestleMania is apparently in a couple of weeks. And forever, Vince McMahon says he's not canceling it. Lethal, you are so right, my friend.
There's your watch and see moment right there.
What?
Seeing how he's going to flip and turn to things like that.
Well, to be honest, from what I understand, the city of Tampa has told Vince McMahon, look, if you want to do WrestleMania, it is your call to do it. However, the governor can step in at any moment and say, no, you're not doing this, and cancel you. But this is from what I heard, and I heard that days and days ago. You know, and this is a... We're in a situation, obviously, you can tell, as for the state here, we're in a situation where this is, in some ways, an hour-by-hour basis. It isn't necessarily day-by-day, it's hour-by-hour. Things are changing fast, things are discovered fast, things are found out. Okay, because look at Alabama. We started the day with one, we ended the day with two, we woke up the next morning with six. Right?
Yeah.
So... You know, it becomes a day-by-day thing, possibly an hour-by-hour thing, where it's like, okay, this is getting exponential. Because it spreads so easily.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even think about the thing. It's like I should just wear gloves from now on. But it's just everything. I'm touching everything here. Touch my face. Got to stop. By the way, we have...
Used to have.
I mean, the Lysol's up there, but we had a huge thing of wipes. I don't know where they're at now.
Yeah, used to.
Great, I'll have to go get some. Supposed to have them in here. I thought we did. Anyway. Let's take a break. We didn't really actually have a lot to talk about today. There was that whole thing, I mean, when E3 canceled and then everything else that's going on. EA halted all live esports events, including their first ever Apex Legends Global Major. That has stopped. You told me Final Round got canceled.
Final Round
in Atlanta.
Larry put the word out, I believe yesterday on the 13th. He had to cancel because one of the aspects he said was about talking about Hartsfield Jackson Airport, one of the biggest airports in the country. A lot of folks going through there, and he didn't want to be not worth the risk. And most folks understood.
Yeah. Lethal says there was a report today that Heidi Klum wanted to be tested and couldn't get one. I read a disturbing... Well, I say it was a disturbing report. Utah had tested like 150 people.
Right.
88 of those were the Utah Jazz. The entire team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that report came out with Rudy Gobert a few days back.
No. I know he got it.
Then it went to Donovan Mitchell, and then the rest of the staff and players got tested as well. So, yeah.
Obviously, if that one person has it, you need to test everybody who was around that person, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that all 88 of them had been whatever. But the entire state of Utah... only that many people. You know, that's another stat that I wanted to find was how many tests per state. To know where that stat is too. We're going to be off and on topics, by the way. I mean, if you expected anything different, you haven't been listening to the show very long.
Consistency is not our strong point.
No, it is not. We're just squirrels in our heads going to different things. Before I go to break, cause I need to take one real quick. Let me take the phone here. Hi, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
Hey, this is Biloxi Gamble.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Can you hold through a break? Can I put you on hold through a break?
You, you, you know I can. I do it all the time. Thank you, sir.
Cool. Hang on. Good. I'm glad it was him because he can hold through a break. We're going to take a break here. This is from a game called Yes, Your Grace. I don't really know how to tell you what it is, but you play as a king, and you kind of
King Simulator,
maybe something like that. Anyway, we'll be back in a bit. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Absolute Drift. You ever play that?
No, sounds like a racing title, though. Focusing on one aspect of driving.
Yeah, it is. It is driving, yeah. It's kind of a little challenge course, but you drift a lot. And you get, I don't know, points.
I think about pretty underrated title, actually, Split Second.
Oh,
did you ever play that one?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Like a Michael Bay racing game.
Yeah.
It was what I equated it to.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that is, I think, one of the first videos that I ever put on YouTube under the Colony of Gamers banner.
Yeah.
When I was sent to E3 or something like that, and I got to play it. I think that was one of the first videos I ever uploaded.
Yeah, so. I had to hunt that title down, man. I was like looking for the disc on that one, and I finally picked it up, and I was glad I did because I was late to the party.
Yeah,
but I had to play it. I had to play it, but when I did,
same company that did what was the ATV one? Pure? No,
that was,
what was it called?
Pure was what was that? Black Rock Studio?
Yeah,
yeah.
Same developing company.
Okay.
BlackRock also did Split Second.
Okay, cool.
And they did, what was the Pure? Was that
Pure.
What it was called?
Pure was one of the ATV, the one that dropped like $10 out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked that up. Glad I did too.
Yeah. Let's talk to Biloxi Gambler on the phone. Hey, man.
Hey, Scott. How are you and your friends doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well. I've been playing a lot of, I was going to talk about the coronavirus, but I've been playing a lot of that. I love. And, of course, I got everything you recommended, and I started with that Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
And I finished that game, but I can't get enough of MLB the Game.
The show?
The show.
The show.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I've been traded so many times. Of course, I request the trade, and I wish, I hope. I think in March 2020, they're going to come out with another version.
It's already out.
Yeah.
It released this past week.
Well, I hope they would do, because you negotiate your salary and everything. Oh, and by the way, I'm MVP, making 14.9 a year. Thank you very much.
Big man.
But it doesn't matter what your number is, because they ought to have a thing on there where you can, like, you know, donate to charities and buy mansions and cars and all that. That would make it even better, because it really don't matter what your number is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you make $3 million or $15 million or $14.9 million. not that I'm bragging or anything like that, but anyway, it's a lot of fun. I love that thing, and I play it, and I'm going to be playing it a lot because I called out of work. I don't go back to work now till May, going back to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Are we making too much? I know some people are dying, and I know some people are getting sick. So I don't know if I'm underestimating it.
You don't need to, in other words, here, you don't need to overestimate it to the point of panic, you know? You don't need to overestimate to the point of fear, even.
Yeah.
You do need to, you know, don't underestimate it either, but
is it going to kill us? Is it going to kill us?
It's already killing people.
It's killing some people, but, you know, I was out the other day. I was at work. I was sneezing. I sneezed. You know why I'm sneezing? Because my car's yellow from the pollen.
Right, yeah, I know. It's it's pollen season. It's gonna do that. Yeah.
Just because you sneeze or cough doesn't mean you got coronavirus.
No, but for the time being, you are going to get looked at very weird. when those things happen, it's gonna be around for... It's going to be around for a while. I want to say
treat it like the flu bug's going around. So what would you do if a flu bug's going
around?
Well,
see, nobody... Yeah, if you get the flu, you can treat it and do all these things.
No. I'm saying, like, if there's a flu bug going around, what would you do if you haven't got it? But to prevent it, like you say, you stop touching your face and you up your hygiene up to levels.
I'm trying. You know how hard it is to stop touching your face? I didn't realize how often I do it until I tried to consciously stop doing it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I started canceling I'm Biloxi Gambler for a political reason in town or whatever.
Yeah.
On the local show, and I know this is a larger than local, but I do love to gamble, and I go to Biloxi twice.
Have they shut the casinos down?
MGM shut down the buffet.
They did that in Vegas. Yeah. I knew that. Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So that would include the Beau Rivage and Harrah's in Biloxi. But see, I don't eat buffet anyway. If I can't buy $100 meal, I ain't going to a casino, okay? But no, I shut down all my trips back in January, February. I canceled, well, I did go January. I didn't go February, March, April, and May, and June. All those trips are canceled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know it would crash the worldwide economy. But apparently it did. So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, it's gonna. Yeah, I can't tell you about the economy. I don't know enough to tell you about the economy.
Well, the stock market crashed. It went way down.
Yeah,
I ain't got no retirement left.
It's I am not a guy who knows about the stock market whatsoever. I don't think it's done falling. Only for the fact that you're just going to see more and more places close. I mean, just overnight, Apple announced this morning that it is closing. I don't know how many stores in New York.
Closing all of them in the United States, I think. But they're reopening them in China. They said they learned, I heard this on NPR, they said that it's kind of past China, so they're reopening those stores, but they learned from China what to do in the United States, and what to do in the United States was to close stores.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? How serious is this stupid virus?
It's honestly
better to go ahead and get it over with.
It's very serious, or at least you should take it serious. But again, don't take it serious enough that you're doing a panic or you're fearful. More than likely, obviously, if you are in any sort of good health, you will probably just experience the mild symptoms that comes with it. But once you experience symptoms, you have to understand that means you have had it for at least the past 5 days before showing any signs that you had the symptoms of it. During that time, you could have spread it like wildfire. I just read something here that under lab conditions, what did I say? Where'd it go?
Stainless steel for up to 3 days, cardboard for 1 day, and then in the air for 3 hours.
Yeah, it could stay alive in the air for 3 hours. It can stay on cardboard for up to 24 hours. and it can stay on, I don't know how much,
steel or concrete?
Stainless steel or whatever for, you know, a certain amount of time as well, for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's resilient in that, and you know, once they find out how to get rid of it, I think it'll we'll have a massive wipe of, like, this gone. Get rid of it.
We don't have any natural resistance to it because it's a new virus.
Yeah, we have nothing. We have nothing. We have no. Again, if you're healthy, usually you can just go through the symptoms and you'll come out fine on the other end. If you are of a certain age, I think it's the 80 or above, you have a much less likelihood to handle the symptoms that it brings about. Mm-hmm. If you are you have some sort of pre-existing condition. I know a couple. You know, think of it in terms of, like, children hospitals. You know,
basically, if your system's already compromised.
Like if you
heard today that there's an 18-year-old, normally healthy male in Italy that is in ICU.
Yeah, there was that, and they just found there was another one. And again, I'm not telling you any news that it's like fake news or something like that. I'm telling you, I know this was a thing. I just can't remember the actual headline. But there was a child born that tested positive just recently.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So and they're trying now to discover how that happened. Did it happen, you know, right after the birth? Was it in utero? How did it come about? So
this is a newborn in London.
Hope it, during the summer. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No, no.
You're not the one to interrupt. Anyway, I'm hoping it'll do like the flu and it'll go down during the summer, but we don't know if it's going to come back during the fall.
And the World Health Organization.
We don't even know if you get it and you survive it, if that will make you immune to getting it a second time. These are questions.
It's a lot of questions. Like, people who have recovered from it doesn't necessarily mean that it's out of their system. Or that they can't get it again, you know?
Yeah, well, you supposedly you don't get the same cold twice. So you get a cold, then you get a different cold, and all that. That's all coronavirus. It's all under the same umbrella.
We have no idea.
But on this one, we don't know. But anyway, guys, man, I'm going to let you go, but I'm listening to every word. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
sir.
Buddy. Take care.
Thanks for the call now.
Yep. World Health Organization said to not to expect this to go away when the warm temperatures come.
Yeah.
They don't know, however. They just said don't expect it to go away. Yeah. And then that's the other thing. We don't know. Will it go? And if it does go away when the warm temperatures show up, mm-hmm. Does it just lay in dormant until the cold comes back again?
Possible.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Which is why you're taking the precautions that you're taking.
Yeah.
Which is why these things are closing down. No, it's not a bad idea that they're doing this. No, it's not overreacting. It is trying to stop the spread. If Italy had done something like this sooner than when they did it, they wouldn't have had such a huge spike in the cases that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I woulda, shoulda, coulda again, but a lot of things that are being done now probably should have been done a long time ago.
Hey, a quick note that on those that Apple says that thing you said.
Where they closed the Apple stores?
Apple to close U.S. retail stores and all others outside of China until March 27th. That was when the online store would be operational, of course, but still. And there was two articles I saw about the child born in London, a newborn in London, and the newborn in China being born with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Let's see, this comes from sciencenews.org. Coronavirus is most contagious before and during the first week of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, having it, and then it means you've had it for 5 days. It was the most contagious at that time. So and the cases just increase exponentially on a day by day basis. Yeah. You wake up
as more people get tested.
Here we go. And let's look at the John. Hey, no, don't do that.
What'd you do? Close it out?
No, I started highlighting everything. I don't know why I did that. Let me go back to the John Hopkins map,
mm-hmm.
Hopkins map, and see what we've got there to see if there's any increases. I'd really love if I could put in a date of, like, show me the cases at this date, and now show me the cases at this date. you know, so I could get an idea of what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total confirmed 155,923 cases. Total recovered. Now, again, I'm not even going to give you the death number, but the total confirmed 155,000, almost 156,000 cases. Total recovered, 72,500 cases. Yeah. Almost 72,600 cases of recovery.
So about too close to half, right?
Yeah. So, Lethal Migraine says Italy had at least 4,000 more cases today. Yeah, I just read that. So, Colorado's about to institute drive-through testing. Completely free. You drive through, you know, you drive up, they give you the kit, they test you right there, you drive off, they'll let you know. So, yeah. You know, that's just, that's what we're going to talk about. the other stuff, I mean, there is other stuff in gaming that I kind of wanted to talk about, because out of the blue... It was, and it was, I, let me open up the article so I can read more of it to make sure it's not just like an honorary position. Reggie Fils-Aimé.
That's how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Reggie Fils-Aimé, I believe, is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
He was the boss of Nintendo for the longest time. And I have a great story about casually running into him, leaving the bathroom. At E3, no less. He's now on the board of directors of GameStop, which hasn't been doing too well in the news lately. I don't mean economically. I'm just saying some of the news that has come from GameStop in the in my newsfeed hasn't been the best.
It has been good for a long time.
No, actually. No, it's not. Let's see. In January, executives admitted sales for the most recent quarter were down 25% from the year's previous period. But now he has an appointment to the board of directors. He joins them on April 20th. And, yeah, I what does that mean? I have no idea. Yeah, the first comment here says, this is only assumption, but this move sounds like a marketing move. Possibly.
Is he there to save the company? I don't know.
I don't know. It's like doesn't Shaq own Papa John's or something? Doesn't Shaquille O'Neal own Papa John's or half of it or something like that?
A franchise, you mean?
Or maybe, I don't know. But it sounds like it's a marketing move more like, hey, we want you to be our, you're going to be our face of the corporation or something because people know who you are and that you're, well, I say that name and I'm sure there's a couple of people are like, who?
Yeah, I'm about to say how much of a.
But gaming-wise, people know who he is. So, or who he was, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take another break. I know Fubel, four.
There you go.
He's been talking to the chat room about Neo 2.
Neo 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
That came out this week, didn't it?
Oh, no, I haven't paid attention, really.
Wouldn't it, didn't you just tell me you were trying to play it?
No, I said I played Neo.
Oh, you did Neo. Gotcha.
Neo, first one.
Yeah. Yes.
Neo 2, I haven't been paying attention to because it hadn't really perked my interest, and I don't know why that is. It just hadn't perked it.
Yeah, Fubel says it came out yesterday. Yes, it did, and I have apparently the death theme. I think this is from the maybe a beta or a demo or something like that.
There's
so.
Your music theme right there. Best death music in gaming.
Well, this would be up there because it's pretty good. So we've got that, and then we'll come back with more of in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a brand new game that came out just this past week. Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Sequel, isn't it?
It is a sequel.
Yeah, okay.
Music's composed by Gareth Coker, who we have had on the show before. Mm-hmm. I think twice already. Yeah.
Ori and the Blind Forest?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Great music there.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. And yeah, it's kind of the coronavirus stuff has kind of dominated the conversation as far as what we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's affected everything.
I was looking here at an article from BBC.com 4 hours ago. Tokyo Olympics will go ahead, says Japan's prime minister. Honestly, that's as of now. So.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We'll see how that comes. You know, we'll see how that goes later.
Yeah.
You know? It's.
What would you give it, a month?
See, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They have. That's the thing. I think they have given themselves a deadline.
Yeah. Okay.
And said, we will either do this or we won't. Then again, if this is Tokyo's decision and not the Olympic Committee, which I would think it would be them to make that decision, then. I'm not sure Japan would just say, nope, we're going to have it. Doesn't matter. If you can't make it, you forfeit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is, again, this goes to my somewhat morbid curiosity to see what plan is in place. What happens if you don't?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Who makes that decision? How do they make the decision? Do they move it? Do they postpone it? Do they try it again? What do they do?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, what is there to prevent an athlete from pulling out of the event? Can they? Would they?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's something else to think about.
I don't think that's a Japan decision. I think that's the Olympic Committee's decision.
That's what I'm saying. If America's best athletes, England's best athletes, you know, France's best athletes, you know, who's to stop them from saying, nope, not this year?
Yeah. I'm going to refresh the map here. And see, I don't know if it updates every hour or if it updates. Okay, I can't. That's odd.
What's up?
The number was 155,923, but then it jumped up to 156. Something else. And now it jumped back down to 155,923. I don't know. Maybe my mouse was on something. I don't know. Strange. Anyway.
Real-time reload, baby.
Looking at this map is just fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is just fascinating to watch this data. 156.062.
Yeah.
So we went from 155.923 to 156.062 within, I don't know, an hour.
Okay. Did the recovery number change?
I didn't see. I'll have to check.
Okay.
I was looking at the number here, and I don't remember
the big red number.
Yeah. I don't know what the other number was.
Draws all your attention. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I don't know what the other number was, so I'm going to go ahead and close that map. The only other thing here is, what did I have? Free Call of Duty, Reggie Fils-Aimé, Nintendo and Lego announced a Lego Super Mario thing, which is really cute, and I kind of liked it. Horizon Zero Dawn coming to PC this summer. That's fantastic and great. Hopefully we get more stuff like that from Sony.
I hear some folks got annoyed with that for some reason.
Why? Well, they got annoyed because they thought it was just going to be on Epic.
Oh, okay.
They thought it was only going to be on the Epic Games Store, but no, there's a Steam page for it.
Okay.
So
more merry, but easy access. Say that.
It is, but I know. Yeah. But some people were like, no, don't put it just on Epic. Mm-hmm. I want it on Steam, and I understand. Okay. I'm fine. Maybe it needs to have put it out there so everybody can have it on whatever store. Don't limit it to one place.
You got
to
help me on you got to help me on the PC side because I've been console. I got it on. I haven't started yet, but I got the full version. I need to start. I need to start playing my backlog.
Finish it. I didn't get far into it before I got stuck. I kind of need to start again.
Look, like I said, you're further ahead than I am. I haven't even started. Yeah. God of War. I haven't even started.
AC Wraith. You may get that because. You might get the Spider-Man game on PC from PS4. You really might. It might happen.
I haven't played the DLC in Spider-Man either. Goodness.
And I was working on it. I haven't started or haven't finished it.
We need to start gaming more.
CD Projekt Red has announced that they will be what game they'll be working on next after Cyberpunk 2077 gets shipped. Mm-hmm. And of course it is The Witcher. They'll go back to The Witcher franchise.
Okay.
Why not, man? That thing is red hot with all the with all the stuff going on, which of course they've halted production on that.
Mm-hmm.
On the second season.
Yeah.
We are going to be rich with entertainment once we get through with this. Because everything is going to be having... All these movies are going to get released because now they can open it up.
So we're going to have a backlog.
I say that, but I don't know. Because obviously if they've halted production, that means they haven't finished production. So even when we get through this, they've still got to finish the production on this stuff. So it's probably just a big pause button on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might get... And the other thing with movies... They're going to have to reassess and go through and pick release dates again.
Yeah, I don't want to release at the same time as this because it'll hurt our... Yeah.
And what about movies that had already announced that we own this release date? Well, you can't pick that one, even though it works for you, I guess. I don't know, man. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Right, and then there's the other thing, the ripple effect of all of this. Fubel says, depends on if the studios don't go bankrupt because no money coming in. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which is why I don't think we're done with this whole stock market thing. Not trying to incite fear, because I don't know a thing about the stock market. I know I did a random fact on the stock market just Thursday or Friday. And it's a term they use on Wall Street called the dead cat bounce. Is that even that, a...
That's morbid.
Yeah, it is morbid. Even a dead cat will bounce from a certain amount of height, or from a certain height.
Okay, let's see. Dead cat bounce, a temporary recovery in share prices after a substantial fall caused by speculators buying in order to cover their positions.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, CYA, okay.
So the stock market hits, and then everybody's like, ooh, and it bounces back, and then it drops back down again. So, I don't know. You know, I don't think they do futures on the weekends, do they? Again, this is me not knowing a thing about the stock market. Mm.
Especially that term.
When was this? Because is this Friday? 4:59 Eastern. 1:53 down. That's not bad, but I don't know if that's. I have no idea what happens on the weekends. Nothing does apparently. Yeah, I'm just reading what everybody's talking about there. So, mm-hmm. Thar 66 is throwing out things, and I'm like, I have no idea what that means. It went up, it went down. If they hit this, I'm going to sell. I have no idea what that means. No clue. I did get I did download the Robinhood app and started looking at it. Just looking at it, I haven't put any money into it. I got my little free stock, and I was just like, oh, let's look at this. Just fun to watch. I've not put anything into it.
You like watching numbers?
You know, we talk about it in the mornings, mm-hmm. because we're here right when they start the stock market.
Yeah.
So, we've been talking about it, watching it go, you know, just seeing it move around and sometimes seeing it go way up and then seeing it go way down. Again, this goes back to my fascination. The day that, the day it went so far down that they halted, for 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently there are rules in place. That if it drops below 7% and sustains that way for a bit, they will close it for 15 minutes. If it drops again to 13%, they will shut down the stock market again for about 15 minutes. And if it drops 20%, they will close it for the day.
Mm.
And so, again, that's my fascination with, not that I want to see it happen, I don't, but knowing that this is what's in place, it's like, oh, that's interesting, okay. Mm. So this is what happens when... You know, you do that. How high, you know, not just how low can it go, how high can it go? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the sky's the limit, but really? How high can we hit a record? What can happen? So who knows? I know gas has really dropped in price. That's been nice.
Not complaining.
Not at all. Let's see. Yeah, twice last week they halted. So, anyway, not much to go on. to really talk about here. I don't know what's going on next week. This is the thing. It's going to – I don't know how much news we're going to get from the gaming world. They haven't really stopped that, you know? If we were a sports show, good God, where are we going to be in the next 2 weeks?
Bowling. Darts.
Bowling requires people being there watching it other than, you know, getting rid of the audience.
Still going on, though. Didn't NASCAR get shut down?
Yeah. Well, this weekend's races did, yes.
This weekend's NASCAR got shut down, yeah.
They may take that as a week-by-week basis, but this weekend got shut down.
Yeah.
Because even when you, like, I know some of the talk shows at night said we're going to go audience-less, but you still have to have a staff, and you still have to have camera crew, and you still have all these people and everything else. So you're still exposing them, putting them at risk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Isn't that what the NCAA got dragged over the coals for? They were initially having the tournaments go on, but no people in the stands or whatever.
They initially were going to do that and only have
staff, the
limited family attendance and staff, but they decided not to do that at all.
But the kids,
which
are still
by
playing.
The way, they lost $900 million in that. Mm-hmm. By doing that, they lost $900 million from the TV side of things.
Mm-hmm.
They were already going to lose the attendance revenue, concession revenue, souvenir revenue. They were always going to lose that, but now they're losing that. Their hotel partnerships, those hotels, gone as far as the reservations, all done. Flights had to be canceled. All this stuff, this ripple effect that just goes out in so many different ways. Restaurants ordering food thinking, okay, I'm going to have so many people coming into the city for the tournaments. I need to make sure that my orders are in place. And how will you pay for those orders?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to pay them back because all this revenue I'm going to get from all these people. Oh, gosh, those people aren't coming now.
Nope.
And now I got to pay for all this stuff I ordered that now I can't get rid of. And I don't know. It's just, it's a huge ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Of stuff that's going on. Drunk Degenerates caught up with us an hour later. Says he's been dabbling in that new COD Battle Royale today, playing with some pals. I know, I need to put some more time into it. I need to try to get back into it. I never got to play it. I was in there the first day, and it was hung up on the Activision registration screen.
You're on PC side, right?
And I'm on PC, and it was taking forever, and everybody was trying to play, so.
PS4, on the PS4 side of things, it went in there instantly. I had to make an account. It's no good now, but... when I signed up everything, filled up the information, and started and put it in there, it just went right into it. No hassle at all. So maybe we've been only getting slammed on the PC side. I can see why. Because more people play on the. Isn't that true for first shooters in general?
Yeah, but it's not that. It was the first day. Was yours the first day too?
Tuesday. I don't recall it, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was first. I was probably downloading on the first day.
See, mine finished downloading on the first day, and then it was stuck at the registration.
Okay.
So, but it was the first day, and I totally get that.
Yeah, okay. But I was saying, in general, more people play the first-person shooters on the PC because of performance. It performs a heck of a lot better. Mouse and keyboard, really?
Well, it's free to play, so that's hard to say. Call of Duty.
It's free on console, too, so...
No, I get that, but Call of Duty has normally been a console-type game situation.
Mm-hmm.
People stick to the consoles playing it. Call of Duty has never been a huge PC performer.
Okay.
Hmm. There's just too many things that are strictly PC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the longest time, there was PUBG, which was strictly PC, that could dominate, that could take over that spot.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one that Nate was telling us about? Escape from Tarkov?
Escape from Tarvin?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one, I think, that is purely PC that people will kind of gravitate towards. Plus, it was free to play.
Yeah.
And another thing, Call of Duty rarely ever went on sale. Activision rarely dropped the price of those on PC.
Yeah.
You would see it in stores drop, sure, for the console, but rarely would you ever see it drop for PC.
Mm-hmm.
And there was it hardly ever had an audience for PC. I mean, there is one there.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to say that it is a huge, dominant PC-type game. It's not. Now, it's free to play. You're going to influx players. I mean, you're just going to have a ton of people there once you go free to play. And that's not the story mode. It's just the Battle Royale mode.
Yeah.
Let's see. With the whole cross-platform thing, we could play together. You're right, Drunk. We could. So far, I've been having fun, but I don't really have much... reference to other BR games. I feel like it's an APEG meets PUBG. Nice.
What are the top ones out there? What was it? PUBG, Fortnite, Apex.
For what? First-person shooters?
No, Battle Royales.
Battle Royales?
The popular Battle Royales right now. PUBG, Fortnite. Apex, Fortnite.
Fortnite and Apex.
I mean, I'm sure there's more, but I can't think of any right now.
I'm sorry, I'm sending a text. I know I shouldn't be. Anyway, so, yeah, there's Fortnite is the huge one. Fortnite's just gigantic.
Fortnite's the big one.
Yeah.
PUBG, and then, isn't PUBG the one that started it all? The one they got
Battle
popular?
Royale mode? Yeah.
They got first, got purple at first? Yeah.
PUBG was the big one first.
Yeah. And then Fortnite came along and took the top spot.
Mm-hmm.
Then Apex Legends came along, did good for a while.
Still doing good. Everybody started having Battle Royale modes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think whatever that Star Wars game is.
Battlefront?
Is that what it is? The multiplayer Star Wars game? Yeah. It was that. They just wanted to put a Battle Royale mode in everything. And we knew we were going to get it with Call of Duty, but
yeah.
It seems like it came later than what we were expecting.
So it's like we were talking about like with multiplayer modes and forced multiplayer modes and all these games.
Well, that was Call of Duty that started that trend.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the first one on Xbox 360, when mm-hmm. that demo came out, there were three maps. Didn't care. I could not get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get enough of it. Game released, still couldn't get enough of it. Could not get enough of it. Loved it so much.
Now, at what point did they start taking story modes out of it? Like, they just focused completely on the multiplayer aspect?
Yeah, one of them did.
One of them did, yeah.
One of them was just completely multiplayer only, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So no story, just straight multiplayer, yeah. So I guess everybody wants to have that Battle Royale mode, but yeah. I still can't think of anything but those big three. And then, of course, Warzone came out for Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of any others than that. Anybody in the chat room mention any?
No, I mean, you pretty much covered it, man.
Yeah, just those three?
Yeah, you pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, Fubel says Battlefield died.
Yeah, that's right. That was the other one I was trying to think of, was Battlefield, when they tried to do it. And you're
okay,
right.
Yeah.
It completely died.
Drunk said, The Hunt Showdown, not really popular, hearing good stuff about it. Was that a Battle Royale type, The Hunt Showdown?
Yeah, I used it. I used music from it, I think, last week or the week before.
Okay.
I want to say it's Crytek.
Crytek? Okay.
That made it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Mm-mm. Didn't have anything on that. Huh. Yeah, but like I said, I gave it a shot for Warzone. I just really couldn't get into it. I guess it's not my type of, just not my cup of tea for gameplay wise.
Oh, that's right. Animal Crossing comes out, I think, next week. Doom Eternal comes out next week.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing people were doing. They were putting out little funny pics of Doom and Animal Crossing, like, crossed mm-hmm. over because they were both... Is it the same day? Or same week?
March 20th.
Both come out the same day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 17, the one 18, 19, what is that, Friday?
I guess. Yeah, they had, the one I saw that sticks out is, what's the main character? Isabel? Isabel, in place of,
The Marine.
The Marine, yeah.
Yeah, it comes out Friday with Doom Eternal, Animal Crossing as well, so... Mm-hmm. Good time. I mean, honestly, good time for gaming, only in the sense that if you are quarantined or you've had, you've had to work from home now, or maybe you just you can't. Maybe it's a non-essential thing and you've had to stay home. Well, here you go. You got some games coming out. You probably got a backlog to take care of. So,
well, Lord knows I do.
Yeah. Anyway. That's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And my situation is I've run out of stuff to talk about. We have. There was not a lot of news. It's not, I mean,
gaming wise, no, because
no,
other than things getting canceled, maybe some things getting released. But
that's been the news.
Yeah.
The news has been this is canceled. This is canceled. This is canceled. This is stopped. This is canceled. Now, unlike a film, they don't have to cease production on a video game. However, I just don't know how they companies are going to have to figure out a way to get their word out about the game that they're working on or about what's going on. And I'm hoping it evolves the industry and the relationship with the public.
Mm-hmm.
How they do that.
Yeah.
You know, I thought what Nintendo did was a great idea with their directs. Sony's doing it now, and I think they could tweak it, make it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like the way Sony does it now. Honestly, you don't need, and they've shown us this with Nintendo, you don't need people actually there. Sony and Microsoft both like to have people, two or three or four people, you know, hosting mm-hmm. the thing. And they've all got to meet whatever standard of, like, this is what we think the kids will like. These people here. Make sure you're man, say this, and here we're going to write. They actually write this so that you say it, and it's funny and blah. And it's like, no, stop. We don't want to. Just like E3, the more people you put out there talking about a game is eating into the time that you could be showing me the game.
Yeah.
Show me the game. Talk over the video if you want to tell me more about the game. Show me the game.
What was the one? What was the video game thing you had real issues with? I think it was you and James had really the Spike Awards or something.
Probably.
Yeah, it was like
I had problems with that.
Yeah, it was like 80% filler and stuff you cared nothing about, and 20% of actual substance.
That was E3.
That was E3. Well, it was something we were looking at here. You had a real issue with it, so
that was E3. But Spike. I can't remember which one it was. Well, I think it was a combination of the press conferences we had seen so far, except for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. We had seen press conferences from Microsoft and Bethesda and a couple of others, and somebody went through and added up the amount of gameplay shown
mm-hmm.
and said, here's how many hours of E3 we've seen so far. Mm-hmm. Here's how much gameplay has been in those hours. It was like, here's 4 hours compared to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very, very
obvious.
Yeah. Minimal.
Yeah.
As far as the gameplay we'd seen. And I was like, this is my point I'm trying to make. Stop talking about the game, or stop having somebody out there telling us about the game. Show mm-hmm. us the game. If you have no game to show, then don't bother showing up and telling us about it. You know, throw a tease at the end saying, by the way, we're working on something new for something or whatever.
Yeah.
If you've got a logo or some kind of teaser splash screen, throw it up there. But yeah. You don't need to spend time doing this when you could spend time showing us the game. If you have anything to show, otherwise don't tell us. That's my whole thing. And again, we go back to this. They were on a deadline, and I'm specifically talking about Microsoft and I'm talking about Sony. Mm-hmm. They were on a deadline saying, okay, see, this throws a whole wrench into the situation, man. My whole thought was, we know Microsoft is going to give their press conference at such and such time, so this mm-hmm. is when we're going to know what the price is and when it releases. So then Sony can do their thing.
Yeah.
Now we don't know. We don't know when Microsoft is going to do their thing. Sony doesn't know when Microsoft is going to do their thing. So we have no idea about what's going to happen. Yep. And we need to go. Because I've already run out of stuff to talk about.
good way to stretch it.
I tried. Stretch the soup.
Hey, you're a pro. You've been doing this for X-teen amount of years. So, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. X-teen amount of years.
X-teen amount of years.
I'm hitting 20, I believe. I'm 41. I've been doing this for 20 years, so half my life has been in this building. And with that, I want to thank everybody for joining us and coming to the show. Go to ingamechat.net and enjoy everything we have to offer there, which is just the show. And we'll be back. We'll do it again next week. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about as far as, you know, a bunch of things going on rather than just like, you know, sorry. Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you. You know.
I still remember that scene. that right hook in the schnoz.
Moose out front should have told you. This is music from Black Mesa called We've Got Hostiles. And that's, of course, the Half-Life 2 fan production thing. So, see you next week.